Hello everybody and welcome to the Artist First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard, and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archive page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You are tuning into Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark. This show airs at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Thursday. For more information about this show and to listen to past archives for free, please visit artistfirst.com/chitchat.htm. And now here are your hosts of Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark, Lisa, Nancy, and Betty Ann.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark. Time to relax, slip into something comfortable, enjoy a glass of wine, and listen to some great guests with us that we have tonight. Tonight we're going to be talking to Carolyn Evans, Dina Dill, and Michael Dawkins, who's a jeweler. Hi, girls.
Well, hi, girls.
Hi.
It's been a crazy night with our technical difficulties.
And the That's very crazy. Well, we're making it through, and we're having a great show. This is very exciting.
We should probably get right to our guests.
No
more hurricane talk, I guess, because we have such great guests tonight.
That's right. Well, just letting everyone know that Betty Ann is in Ocean City, New Jersey, and she's evacuating tonight, everyone, so we're wishing her safe travels, and we're going to get right to our guest. Our first guest, we are thrilled. She shared her book with us, and her name is Carolyn Evans. Her book is 40 Beads, The Simple, Sexy Secret for Transforming Your Marriage. So this is for everyone in a relationship. Welcome to our show, Carolyn.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Well, we love your book, and we've seen you on many shows talking about your method.
It has been quite a fun summer spreading the news about 40 Beads across the country, yes.
I love your website, your YouTube video, with Beads Form the Heart.
Isn't that great? I had some great videographers do that for me. They were fabulous.
Well, on that video, actually, I was wondering, would you please share with our Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark listeners, what are the percentages of marriages that are sexless?
Well, let me just tell you this. There is new information out about sexless marriage. Since I did that video, I said between 15 and 20% of marriages in the U.S. are sexless. But it turns out this summer, the Barna update, which is a group out in California and Ventura County, came up with a new statistic that says that 1 in 3 marriages in the U.S. are sexless.
And could you please...
33% of us.
Right. And define sexless marriage or sexless relationship, if you wouldn't mind.
Yes. Sexless is defined as sex less than 10 times a year. That's not very much, is it?
No.
If you're married, you know, a sexless marriage, right. So it's been quite amazing for me to hear from couples. I mainly hear from women, but I do hear from men who have been in sexless marriages for years and have found the 40 Beads method and used it and absolutely transformed their marriages and their sex lives and their marriages. It's been pretty amazing.
And so I love the fact that you came up with this method.
By accident.
Yes. Tell us about it. How did you think of this?
Well, you know, I didn't set out to create a new way of approaching sex in a marriage. I mean, you know, who would do that, right? It was totally something that I came up with totally by accident. It was my husband's 40th birthday back in January of 2009 now, and I couldn't think of anything great to give him. And, you know, men tend to build up that 40th birthday, you know, like, are we going to have a party? What are we going to do? And we were not getting along, and I just, you know, couldn't come up with that fantastic gift. But on a whim, which was fueled by an extra glass of Chardonnay between you and me, I decided to give him 40 straight days of sex for his birthday, but immediately regretted it, realizing I could never survive that much sex, you know, physically or emotionally, like, just not happening for me. So instead of 40 straight days, I gave him 40 beads, and I said, look, honey, I'm going to put just a little bowl by my bed, which is now a bead catcher, And whenever you're interested in a roll in the hay, just drop a bead into that bowl, and I will be a sure thing within 24 hours. And it just changed everything about our marriage.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just absolutely. And now it's helping many other couples. I've even heard that some men are actually now taking the beads and saying, I'm in control of the beads now, too.
Oh, no. Well, so the woman gives, yeah, right, the woman gives her husband the beads, and then he, you know, drops them one at a time into the bead catcher. You know, so, you know, it's really about creating a sense of abundance in the relationship. Around it begins with sex, but it really permeates every aspect of the relationship. And, you know, it just brings the flirt back. It reintroduces play into the relationship.
So tell us, what was your most special time that you recall putting the bead in? Did you surprise him or?
Oh, no. So he's the bead dropper.
Oh,
so
he's
the
bead dropper.
So he has
the
beads. Yeah,
okay.
So he has the beads. He's got the sack of 40 beads. And then, so he drops the beads, and then there's 24 hours. And in that 24 hours creates, there's all this anticipation, this positive anticipation around when that bead is going to be redeemed. So, you know, separately, but at the same time, the man and the woman start to, you know, envision themselves coming together. And that's just sort of magical in a relationship because you start to think about each other, not the kids or the job or the laundry. You know, the focus becomes back on the primary relationship.
Well, so, I must be too creative in my marriage because I've been dropping the beads.
Well, now, I will say there are some women that switch it around. You know, if you know the 40 beads method is helps couples with conflicting libidos find a common range. And you know, I wrote it from my perspective as a woman with the lower libido than my husband. But there are women, of course, who have the higher libido, and so they are the bead droppers. So there you go. Equal opportunity beading. It can go either way. I don't recommend couples splitting up the beads and, you know, having beads coming from two different directions because that gets really confusing. So, you know, some couples use all the beads one way and then they switch it up and the woman drops the beads. But I've just used them. You know, we've been beading for about 2.5 years now, and my husband keeps the beads. It works really well that way.
That's
so
fun.
If he's on the 40, then you have to give him back to him. He starts over.
Exactly. You know, if it's a method that works for you, why would you stop using it? Right. I mean,
right.
You know,
yeah.
So it's you can adopt a green bead policy and recycle your beads. That's right. So you
now
can
be honest. Did he ever put a bead in there and you rolled your eyes? And you're like, ugh.
You know what? It happens that sometimes there is a bead in the bead catcher, and you're like, seriously, really? And you know what? I meet with women all the time at bead clubs and book clubs that are reading the book, and you know, I tell women, you know, sometimes you don't feel like it, and you do it for the relationship, and the relationship benefits, and you know, you get to skip all the drama that kind of can ensue when, you know, when sex is not happening. Having a healthy sex life continually moves the relationship forward. So, sometimes maybe it's not what you feel like doing, but you got 24 hours to get into the mood, right?
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah. So.
Why do you think so many marriages are sexless? What do you think causes that?
You know, I do get that question a lot. I don't know. What is sort of a chicken and an egg kind of thing? Which happened first? Did the relationship just go their separate ways and it became sexless, or did the relationship become sexless and they went their separate ways? It's hard to know. You know, and I think sex is a problem or an issue at different stages of life for different reasons. So there are you know, different reasons at different ages when how for why a marriage could become sexless, you know. So, you know, when we're when we've got the babies, in our 30s and 40s, we're building careers and building families, and we're tired. And so that can happen that way. And when you get older, you go through menopause, you can have other issues around sex where, you know, it's not on the, at the top of the to-do list. But we do know that having, if you're going to be married, you know, if you're going to be living with someone in a romantic way, then having a healthy sex life is an important part to having a healthy relationship. Yeah.
Now, your book, what do you talk about in your book besides the beads? What else? Tell our listeners what else is in your book.
Right. Well, you know, there's the whole philosophy behind the beads, you know, why it works. Why, you know, how we are wired differently, men and women. You know, it's been like this, you know, the men really, a lot, I have to say most, not all, most men really need to have sex. And women, you know, I had a group the other night where a woman said, you know, I can take it or leave it, period. Now, so, you know, I talk about the differences, and we're wired differently. What I've been really excited to find from women is how using the method really connects them to their sexuality if they've been disconnected. That's sort of something that's happened since the book. So, you know, I write about all this on my blog and at 40beads.com. So, you know, let's see, what else do we, you know, the book is really, it's mostly about the method and how it works, why it works, and what you can expect if you get the, if you use the method, if you try it for yourself.
Do people start telling you all about their sex lives?
You know, this book is, you know, I've had people say, I can't believe you wrote a book about your sex life. And the truth is, the book is not about my sex life. It's really about getting you to the sheets, not what you do once you get there. And so for that reason, people are not talking about what's happening once they get to the sheets to me. They are talking about the struggles that they've been through, not wanting to have sex or, you know, feeling disconnected from their spouses because they haven't been having sex. So I haven't had too much of that. I mean, I am not a sexpert. I have, I do have a master's in social work. I've worked as a therapist in the past, and mm-hmm. I have sort of become an accidental sexpert, but, you know, only, you know, just as far as, you know, helping people reconnect in that way. Yeah.
Well, I think it's wonderful that you are helping so many reconnect and talk about this. And it's such an important subject because it's not only good for your relationship, but also good for your health.
It really is. It's been amazing to hear from women across the country. I mean, I get emails and I just have tears just streaming down my face because I'm just, it's so much fun to impact a life, you know, to have stumbled across something that really impacts people's lives in such a profound way. It's really, like, it doesn't get any better than that, really. So,
now, you also say in your YouTube, I liked your quote when you mentioned, a man has to have sex to feel close. Mm-hmm. What about the woman?
And a woman has to feel close to her husband to want to have sex with him. You know, and the beads sort of fill in the gap there. I mean, that's a chasm. We are just built differently. And so what happens in the beading process, so a husband drops the bead into his wife's bead catcher, and when he does, he is filled with all of this gratitude and sexual anticipation and love and joy and all of that positive energy gets funneled right in the direction of his wife, and so he begins to, in that 24-hour period, he begins to give her the best version of himself and acts out of that sense of abundance in his life. And he, you know, husbands go out of their way to do nice things for their wives, like, you know, if they have a baby, they scoop up the baby. Women tell me that the beads unclog, you know, their husbands open up their ear canals, and the husbands actually hear them when they ask, you know, ask for them to pick up milk on the way home. So, you know, and it's the little things. For us, for women, we love the little things, don't we? I mean, like, just, you know, a kiss on the cheek, or just a, you know, just a little, a sweet note, or men are just, I hear the greatest stories about how precious men, these men are when they are in this, you know, in the beading, enjoying the beads. It's really creates just a lot of fun. Couples tell me, you know, it's just as fun. It brings that they start to, couples start to joke and laugh about sex, whereas maybe they never, you know, maybe they never laughed about sex before.
Well, so. I can tell you, Carolyn Evans, we thank you so much for this method.
No.
And my husband actually has been listening, and he wants to know how, if I'm ready to respond to his bead that was just dropped, so I'm giving him the 24 signal.
Okay, the 24 signal.
Thank you so much for this book and sharing your book and being our guest tonight on Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, we're enjoying tweeting with you, too. You enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you. You too. Bye, ladies.
Bye.
Bye.
Cutie.
She was delightful.
Mm-hmm. Adorable.
And what a fun method.
I was thinking when I was heard her speaking that you could probably use M&Ms for the beads. And then when you're finished, you could eat it for a treat.
There you go.
A reward. Yeah.
That's fun.
You have to replace them, though, but that's okay.
Well, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to be back with Dina Dill, actress, model, and producer.
Thank you.
And now back to Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back. We have had some technical difficulty, maybe due to the hurricane. Dina Dill, we're going to try to reach her still, but in the meantime, we are thrilled and honored. Our producer, Corey King, is joining us live to talk about his show on Wednesday nights on Artists First, The Corey King Show. Hi, Corey.
Hey, guys. How's everything?
We're great.
Good to hear. I'm glad we could work this out. I'm glad I was able to fill in for the technical difficulty, so thanks for having me on.
We've had many requests because we speak of you all the time. Tell us about your show. It's on Artists First every Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Yeah, well, I met the owner of the station through my dad, and they needed an engineer for the for weekly shows like that I do now, like how I engineer you guys, and eventually that evolved into me getting my own show, which is it used to be on Thursdays, but it moved to Wednesdays. So on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I interview unknown bands, and I interview some bigger bands. I've been talking to I don't know if anybody's ever heard that there's been Kevin Devine, Good Old War. These are some of the bands that I really like that I listen to, and it's been really cool, as you guys know. I mean, to have these guests on that you can talk to that, you know, without the radio station you'd probably never get to talk to. So it's a really cool opportunity, and I'm excited that I get to do it, and I'm just watching it grow. And also, I just went to, have you guys ever heard of Warped Tour? It's a pretty big, it's probably about 12 or 15 years old now, but it's this tour of all these different bands, and I got to go to there recently. I got press passes for that, and I got to do some video interviews, which I just posted on my site on Artists First. And if you guys want to check those out, that's an opportunity I got to do. So it's cool.
And I think that's wonderful. We were so proud of you that you got to do that Warped Tour. Corey, what we'd like to do, now that we've introduced you to Chit Chat Cafe Live, we would like to have you join us again another time to talk about the Warped Tour. We want to hear what bands were there and what your experience was. Would you join us again?
I'd love to.
Oh, we would enjoy that. We're going to take a commercial break now.
Okay.
And we're coming back with Dina Dill, and then another evening, Corey's going to tell us more about the Warped Tour. Thank you, Corey.
No problem. Thank you, guys. Back to Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark.
Hi, everybody. We have a really special guest next. Her name is Dina Dill. She's a model, she's an actress, and she's a producer. Welcome, Dina.
Hi, thank you guys so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Thanks for coming on our show and being a great guest. You have a cool career, I got to tell you.
Oh, well, thank you so much, and thanks for thanking me for being a good guest before you even know if I'm going to be.
Oh, well, just reading your bio, I'm like excited. How many people would die to be the legs on a Hanes pantyhose ad?
Oh, that's funny. Yes, that's one of the funnier jobs I've ever had. It's funny when your legs can make a little bit of money for you.
Now, do you have your legs insured?
I do not. I've heard of a lot of models doing that. I never felt like I made enough money on any specific body part to truly insure it.
Uh-huh. So tell us about your career. You've been in, you were on Two and a Half Men with Charlie Sheen.
I was on Two and a Half Men the first season, a couple of episodes, and I was the school teacher to the little boy. And it was a great experience for me. It's when I had first landed in L.A., probably within the first year of being there. So it was a great opportunity for me, a great opportunity to be on the set and to work with the iconic Charlie Sheen and Chuck Lorre, who produced and created this show. And it was an amazing experience for me.
What was it like working with Charlie Sheen? You know everybody wants to know.
Oh, yeah. Well, you girls are sports girls, so you're well aware that Charlie's very well known for being into sports. One of my favorite stories about working on the set for those couple of weeks I was there is I'm going to tattle on myself right now. I was making a phone call to my bookie and placing some bets on college football, and Charlie walked up to me, and he goes, "Now, are you placing bets?" And I go, What? And he goes, and he said, did I hear you take Vanderbilt University to beat Georgia? And I said, no. I said, Vanderbilt would beat the spread. And he started laughing, and he said, I've got Georgia. Why would you take Vanderbilt? And I said, Vanderbilt always beats the spread. I went to Vanderbilt. And he started laughing and said, I've never met anyone who went to Vanderbilt University. I've never met a chick who understands how the spread works. I got to call my bookie. I'll be back. And we went, and he asked me what the rest of my picks were that weekend, and I did pretty well that weekend. And so then when we came back to work after the weekend, he said, what are your picks this week? And I said, I did so well, I'm not gambling again this week. I'm going to take my winnings and enjoy it.
That's cool. So you bonded with him. You had a little camaraderie going there.
We did have some camaraderie. And I will say, he was nothing but professional when I was on the set. And one thing that's really interesting, having watched what some people have dubbed his meltdown, is he was so very quiet on the set, both when we were shooting and when we were rehearsing and at lunch. Very professional, very quiet, very soft-spoken, and very kind. So a very different Charlie Sheen than lots of people have seen in the public eye.
I know, it's a shame, though. It's really sad when you think about it. You know, somebody so talented and had such a great opportunity to just blow it. You have so many cool things that you have going on. You also play Gibby's mom on iCarly.
I do, and it's interesting that you mentioned a few of the things that I have done over my career, and the thing that I get the most attention from is iCarly. It's such a popular show, most watched show on basic cable, and kids recognize me everywhere I go.
I told my daughter you were coming on. She must did a backflip.
Oh, right. It's so interesting to me, and it's kids are so honest that it's amazing what they will say to you. They're like, "Oh my God, you're Gibby's mom. I love you." Ooh, I don't like the color of your hair right now, though. And I went on the show. I'm blonde. For a few weeks, I had to go red for another project I was working on. And so I had two different kids tell me how much they hated me as a redhead. I'm like, well, thank you so much for your interest.
Well, they say the most honest people in the world are drunks and kids.
I knew that they said that about kids. I hadn't heard that about drunks, but I definitely concur.
Now, you're going to be starring opposite Charm star Brian Krause in an upcoming project. Tell us about that.
Yes. You know Mr. Brian Krause? He's so funny. He it is a project, actually, that I am the executive producer on. A friend of mine had an idea for a script. She wrote it. We, several of us who know each other in L.A., got together and decided we would produce this on our own. And Brian Krause plays a preacher, and I play his put-upon wife. And he just does not have any interest in his wife at all, unfortunately. And it was really fun to work with Brian. And we actually just got some great news about that pilot presentation. We just won in two different film festivals. We won Best Pilot Presentation. So we hope that that project moves forward. But we don't have anything solidified about it. But we're very hopeful.
Good. That sounds exciting.
Well, Dina, tell us about the game shows that you're going to be working on.
Well, I can tell you in broad terms, because in a world of non-disclosure agreements at this particular juncture, I can't talk about either of the game shows, but they are in development. My producing partner and I have the rights to a pretty popular board game that we are in development on, and it's family entertainment. It's fun. It's sort of in the vein of a Wheel of Fortune and a Family Feud, so it'll be a fun, nice, wholesome show like that. And the other game show is a more innovative game show, one that we came up with on our own. And so we have a couple of these game shows, and we have them set up with Phil Gurin, who is the producer of Shark Tank and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? So we got a pretty big hitter there on this show. And we have another show set up with New Wave Entertainment, and they did The Last Comic Standing. So we're moving forward with these game shows as well as another reality show. And I'm new to the producing world, so I still find it fascinating, and I find it so exciting when I get a phone call and someone actually asks for my input rather than just telling me what lines I'm supposed to say.
Well, that's exciting. Well, speaking of telling lines, how about some of the cheerleading that you used to do? You know, Betty and Elisa and I were all cheerleaders.
Oh, yes. I was just reading that. I love, on your website, it says, what do former NFL cheerleaders talk about? And I thought, yeah, what do they talk about? I'm intrigued.
Well, we talk about everything. We just got finished talking about a new sex method, and now we're talking to you.
Yes, I was interested in the sexy secret.
Well, we loved all of your films. I loved Win a Date with Tad Hamilton. You played the reporter?
I did. I played a reporter who followed Josh Duhamel around trying to get the skinny, and it was my first or second acting role, and I completely got edited out of the film. Very disappointing, but it was still fun to be on set, and I learned a lot. Like I said, it was one of my first jobs. And you were asking about cheerleading. I was never a professional cheerleader, but I cheered in high school, and I also cheered in college. So I never made it to the professional ranks like you lovely ladies, though.
Well, that's still great.
Now, you guys are both, or all three are still involved with the Eagles?
Well, we're alumni. We're members of the alumni.
Yeah, and we've performed. We have performed.
We perform. We do charity work. It's fun. It's cool. Mm-hmm. We got together, you know, with everybody after years and years and years. We all reconnected on Facebook, had a reunion a couple years ago, and now we're, you know, very active.
Oh, that's great. And did you guys enjoy your time?
Children's charity.
Well, that's one of the things about iCarly that I should mention. One of the things that has afforded me the opportunity to do is be much more involved in some children's charities. I got a few phone calls from Children's Hospital and from Ride for Autism saying that they were hoping that I would be involved, and it's been one of the most rewarding things about being on that show.
That's great. It makes you feel good to do something nice, you know? When you've been fortunate. Before we wrap up, Dina, I want to ask you about your dinner with Christian LeBlanc. I love him.
Oh, ask me about what with him?
Your dinner with Christian LeBlanc?
Oh, my dinner with Christian. Well, we've had a couple, and he is an amazing cook. He's from Louisiana. I'm from Tennessee. We both have these southern roots, and it's really fun to get together and both miss the South and make fun of some of the southern idiosyncrasies we both have. And such as watching SEC football. He's a huge LSU fan. I try to be a Vanderbilt fan, but anytime any Southeastern Conference football team plays outside the conference, I root for them. Mm-hmm. And so it's really funny. We were just talking about how when we live on the in L.A., we have to get up and go to a bar early to get SEC football because the Southeastern Conference games come on at 9 and 10 in the morning on the West Coast. Right? That's silly. It's completely ridiculous. But we still do it because we love SEC football.
That's good. That's a nice little one. 9 o'clock in the morning in a bar. I don't know about that.
Oh, right. Yeah, and there are only a few bars in L.A. that are open at that time and that will serve you some breakfast and let you sit and watch SEC football.
Right. Now, Dina, you're delightful. You're such a sweetie. We'd love to have you back on. Can we book you for the new year?
Absolutely. That sounds wonderful. And by then, I should be able to talk about the game shows by then.
Yeah,
in very specific detail.
Riley, tell us, and we'll book you. We'll put you on whenever you can talk about it. That would be great. You can promote it.
And okay,
then,
wonderful.
Come on with Matt, because Matt was on a couple months ago.
Oh, my God. Yes, he was. He actually, when I talked to him earlier today, because I'm traveling right now, and I said, how are these ladies? And he said, oh, it's one of the best interviews I've had to do. They're so fun, and they ask good questions.
I guess
yes.
Two of you are beautiful. You're both beautiful.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
What a beautiful sometimes, you make.
Oh, well, thank you. We make fun of each other sometimes. When one of us does something ditzy, I'll say, oh, but thank goodness you're cute.
The two of you are perfect.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. My mom thinks so. No, I'm kidding.
Well, we're going to be in touch, and we'll have you on again real soon. Thank you so
much. All right, that sounds wonderful. And Matt
had a little technical difficulty.
Oh, no worries, no worries. And Matt and I would love to come on together or separate.
Actually, we're going to bring the show to California.
So oh, wonderful.
Maybe we can even meet you in person when we come there.
Maybe so, and we can have Christian make us some jambalaya, and we can all sit around and have a big powwow.
I would love that. I would die.
Yeah, Lisa would die.
He and I live less than, like, 3 blocks away from each other.
Cool.
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll be in touch, and you have a great night. Thank you so
okay,
much.
Okay, thank you. You guys have a great night, too. Thank you for having me.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
How cute is she?
Loved it.
She's adorable.
Mm-hmm. Real sweetie. Well, Betty Ann, you take it on now.
Okay. Well, I think Michael Dawkins has just called in. Am I right?
You are right. Hello, Betty Ann.
Hi. Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you girls?
Oh, we're doing great tonight. We're having a really fun night on the radio. I'd like to introduce you to everyone, to our listeners. Michael Dawkins is a famous jewelry designer and home accessory and furniture designer. Welcome to our show, Michael, and this is just so exciting for me because I love watching you on QVC. Now, I've seen you many times, and your designs are just so beautiful. Can you tell me a little bit about your career and how you got started in the design field?
Sure. Absolutely. I've been in the jewelry business for over 25 years. I started as an architect, studied interior architecture, industrial design, practiced for a while, and then I had the great fortune of meeting and befriending a wonderful woman, Elsa Peretti, who is a jewelry designer for Tiffany's.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I had never thought of jewelry. I really had never given it any thought. But it just all clicked when I saw what she was doing, and I got to see her studio. It all just made so much sense. And I went out and I bought a blowtorch, and it went from there.
And that was the beginning.
Blowtorch,
okay.
So I basically self-taught, and I opened my first store in California in 1983, mm-hmm. And then went on to design collections for Neiman Marcus, all the Neiman Marcuses, Saks Fifth mm-hmm. Avenue, Bergdorf's. We sold through Japan and Canada, all over the world. So it's been a very, very fun, very wonderfully challenging career. And now I'm actually returning to gone back to interiors now. So I've mm-hmm. opened my first home furnishing store in Miami, and that's doing great.
Do you have a website where listeners can go and take a look at your furniture designs and your accessories?
Yes, it's Michael Dawkins Home, and of course for the jewelry, it's MichaelDawkins.com or QVC.com, and we have hundreds and hundreds of pieces online.
Well, can I ask you a little bit about your jewelry and your designs? You use a technique called granulation, which is really unique in your designs. Can you, like, describe that to the listeners?
Sure. I work in the abstract, and in the abstract, you really rely on texture, on line, on form, to create the interest, to evoke the emotion. And I fell in love with this technique, which is a very old, it's a very ancient technique, and it's using these tiny little balls of silver and creating patterns, and it makes it this incredible tactile look. And then, of course, you've probably seen the work. We oxidize it, which gives it that wonderful depth. There's like a dark underlay, and then the tiny balls are polished, highly polished. So it creates this really beautiful, like fine granules of sand almost, beautiful texture without being representational. You know, again, it's in the abstract. Mm-hmm. And I just find it very, it's very, very modern, and yet it's very traditional and romantic.
It's just so beautiful. I just love the look of it. It kind of looks like a scales a little bit, kind of like a snake, you know, the way it, like a snake skin or something, a little bit, when you see
it. Yeah, definitely.
It's really interesting.
Well, we actually have a part of the collection is called, there's a pattern that is called snake skin, which is slightly different than the granulation. But, yeah, it definitely has that, it's definitely an organic look.
What type of metals and do you usually like to work in? Do you mostly work with silver, or do you do a lot of your designs in gold?
Well, the couture collection that I did had a lot of gold. Now, you know, of course, with the cost of gold being so high, and, you know, of course, we want to reach a wider audience through QVC, the collection is based primarily in silver. Silver and semi-precious stones. I use a lot of pearls also. So, you know, a combination of, the sort of architectural, crisp, highly polished silver, which gives it a modern look, infusing the granulation, gives it that sort of traditional romantic quality, and then, using pearls and gray tones and white tones and semi-precious stones.
What type of stones do you usually go for, different types of stones, like do you use turquoise or onyx or I'm not really familiar with all the stones. I mean, I like them all, but I don't know the names. Like, what are your favorite types of stones to work with?
I'm really not a stone snob. It's more about the aesthetic quality. I really love the the translucence. I like very pale stones, so I use a lot of topaz, a lot of crystal quartz. You've mentioned turquoise and lapis. You know, the blues are really popular, very denim friendly. Pearls are a huge part of my collection, but I use them in a sort of a non-traditional way. You know, something, it's not like grandma's pearls. You know, they're very, very fresh and modern and hip.
Yeah, I just love them. Yeah, they're beautiful. I love them. I mean,
you don't need to know the names as long as you love them. That's all that counts.
Well, I know. They're just so, like, cool. I mean, like, I've seen your line on QVC and the different stands. I remember in particular, I think it was, it might have been the blue topaz because it's, like, the clear blue. And, do you work with citrine?
a lot, like maybe citrines, and then the smoky quartz, things like that. Yeah, I just love them. They're just so beautiful. I mean, your designs are just unique and different, and they're just stunning. And
thank you.
Because I love QVC and I watch it all the time, and I'll go on the website, and you have like 5 stars for everything.
isn't that fun? I love reading that. I mean, sometimes I don't like reading it because they're brutally honest, but it's so rewarding. It really is to see, you know, and there's no monitoring there. It is what it is, and so great to get that sort of recognition, you know, to realize that you did it right. It's great to see those 5 stars.
I know, there's 5 stars, and you bring so much joy to the women who, you know, love your designs. They just, you know, they're thrilled, and they have to make a really nice comment, you know?
Yeah, isn't that something that people will take the time to actually, you know, I can barely read the manuals when I buy something, but to take the time to sit down and actually write a review on something, you know, it's pretty special.
Well, it just shows how much they, you know, really enjoy what you've done, and they just love your work, you know, because you're an artist.
Well, there's also that emotional connection, I think, that women have with jewelry. You know, it's very, very, very personal, so I think that has something to do with it. But
well,
you don't know anything about what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. Hi, Michael. I'm Nancy. I just have a quick question for you. I love sterling, and I love brass, so I'm very much attracted to your sterling and brass bracelet that you have on QVC. What's brass like to work with?
Oh, brass is great. It has a beautiful color, and we actually, the brass is plated with the gold, so it's like a vermeil. So
okay.
It gives you that, the mixed metals, you know, the warm and the cool, and it's a great thing to have for people who, you know, don't necessarily wear silver all the time. You know, they may have some gold pieces, so it's sort of a great way to tie it all together if you want to mix your metals. But, yeah, the brass is a wonderful, you know, it's inexpensive. You can get a great look and bring the price point down, and beautiful, warm, rich color.
Well, I just love that. Your silver, your sterling and brass bracelet, it was very beautiful.
Thanks. Did you get it?
Not yet. I'm going to pre-order, I think. Yeah, we'll be pre-ordering. I'm also attracted
I'm going to get you to get that bracelet before we get off this phone call.
Yes, I think I'm going to have to text it in.
What do you say, Betty Ann? Can we talk her into it?
Yes. Oh. And your multi-strand bracelets are also very beautiful. Your multi-row. You call them the multi-row.
Yes, they're very, very popular.
Yeah, I like those.
It's actually been one of my biggest successes at QVC. You know, it gives you a big, bold sort of cuff look, and yet it's still soft and fluid, so it's not hard like bangles. You know, it's very user-friendly, people who work, people who, you know, don't want that, you know, huge clunk on their wrist. It's a great way to get the big, bold look without, you know, without that the stiffness of a cuff. So.
Exactly. Well, now we would love to have you join us again another time to talk about your home collection. That's new.
Yes, it's new and it's doing great, and it's very exciting. Yeah, would love to, anytime.
That would be a nice thing at the start of the new year, and everyone's ready, you know, to be cozy in their homes. That would be great, Michael.
Yes, we'll get everyone into some nice new furniture.
Well, we've very much enjoyed admiring your jewelry. I'm going to keep dreaming about this sterling and brass bracelet.
Good.
And thank you very much, Michael Dawkins. We will be having a link on our website so our listeners can also pre-order and get ready for your beautiful jewelry.
Thank you so much, girls. I really appreciate it.
And,
love chatting with you.
Well,
thank you,
join us
Michael.
Again, Michael Dawkins. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Good night.
Another cutie. We have all cuties tonight.
Well, that was fabulous. It was really fun to admire his jewelry and then talk to him about it. Well, tonight we're thanking our sponsor, St. Croix Orthopedics. To all of our listeners, if anyone is interested in sponsoring our show, please contact us, chitchatcafelive@yahoo.com. We'd also like to thank our guests tonight, Michael Dawkins and Dina Dill and Carolyn Evans.
And we'd like to thank Corey for producing our show. Good night, everyone, and I'd like to leave you with a quote. Life is short. Break the rules. Forgive quickly, kiss slowly, love truly, laugh uncontrollably, and never forget anything that made you smile. Good night, all.
Night.
Good night.